Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves here. You'll be able to bring up absolutely anything you want here on Free Talk Live here shortly. We've actually held over our guest, Barry Cooper, from NeverGetBusted.com. For those of you who are just tuning in, you don't know who Barry Cooper is. Mark, how would you describe Barry Cooper?
Barry Cooper is a narcotics agent that former decorated narcotics agent that has now began producing videos that show people how to avoid getting busted. And if you do get busted, how to, you know, mitigate that circumstance as best you can. So he's got a lot of interesting tips and a lot of interesting philosophies on life.
Right, and now you can go to NeverGetBusted.com. You can watch his first two productions, Never Get Busted Volume 1 and 2, for free online, which was a vision that he had while on an ayahuasca journey down in South America. Can we talk a little bit more about that, Barry? I mean, I don't think a lot of people, we just kind of breezed over it earlier, and I don't think a lot of people probably even know what ayahuasca is.
Well, ayahuasca is legal in Brazil. It's a very powerful psychedelic. Of course, you can't die from it. There's never been a death from it, like most psychedelics. And it's a leaf and a vine that's mixed together. It's basically DMT, if you know anything about that. But it lasts all night. And the way I can describe it is, if there's two of you living inside of you, one is a higher self, say, that's really smart and knows everything, and then there's the you that walks around on planet Earth all day, and there's a little wall in between the two. Sometimes they talk to each other, you know, gut instincts you get, or when your mind talks to you and gives you an idea. To me, that's your higher self talking to you. Well, the ayahuasca removes that barrier to where you can download an incredible amount of useful information in one session. It's life-changing. It's also what completely cured me of my PTSD symptoms.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard nothing but just amazing stories from people. Now, there are some stories of people who've gone down there and they've gotten scammed from some people trying to, you know, I guess, falsely portray themselves as these ayahuasca shamans. But for the most part, people have really just amazing experiences. And there's a whole lot of preparation involved in this. This isn't, you know, as I understand it, you just don't show up, you get this magic tea and drink it. There's some you're helping brew the tea in a lot of these ceremonies, right?
Well, the important thing is the diet, like for a week before the ayahuasca, if you want to have a better experience, you want to go completely vegetarian with no salt in your diet. And by the way, I was lucky. I was at one of the really wealthy ones. I got invited there to work a legal case for them, and Candy and I got to live there for 3 months and attend all the retreats. So we got to learn a lot about it. And the wealthier people were the ones coming to there. In fact, I was in ayahuasca sessions with one of the higher ups in HBO and a filmmaker that I'm not going to make because I, you know, out.
Sure.
You know, that's their business. But a lot of very successful, qualified people are seeking that journey.
And you're there with
as a way of helping their careers and their life.
Yeah, and I think this is something that we, the little people, don't really hear about very much, is that oftentimes captains of business and, you know, major movers, Hollywood people, politicians, they do these kinds of things because they have access to this kind of stuff, and the laws are set up so that we don't.
That's exactly right, Mark. It's unfair.
So to go back to Mexico, where you're currently living, you left the United States after you were targeted. You did something that was really entertaining called Cop Busters, where you and actually one of our old buddies, Sam Dodson, set up some cameras inside a house. There were a few different things that you did, but basically you pulled a reverse sting on the cops. They were tipped off that there were some marijuana plants growing in the house. Turned out they were Christmas trees underneath these lights, and you got footage of these cops busting in looking like fools. And
nope. Illegally.
Yeah, well, right. They do a lot of things illegally. But, yeah, essentially you busted them, and you busted this police chief who was taking money out of a lunchbox that you left in a gas station just to, you know, to show just how rampant corruption is amongst the police. It wasn't hard for you at all to lure these police into doing illegal, corrupt things. You caught it all on video. Again, it's called Cop Busters with a K.
And they came after him big time.
Yeah, they didn't like that very much, did they, Barry?
No, they didn't. In fact, our family has just come off the worst three years of our lives. It was sheer torture. They retaliated by running a SWAT raid on my home for a misdemeanor, a false report to a peace officer. They're saying I lied to the cops that there was marijuana in the house. Well, I didn't lie to the cops. We sent the letter to a preacher that there was marijuana in the house, and the preacher gave it to the cops. So they knew they had a bad charge, but they used that to raid my home. And the search warrant was actually for not for marijuana. The listed was my videotapes, computers. It was all my media and journalism. And I realized then that, you know, the Constitution is a myth in the U.S. The U.S. is not free, and I had told my wife, and we planned as soon as we got finished with court and got our son back, we were fleeing. So we took a cruise to Aruba, got off the ship like we were going to get back on the ship. We didn't. We had a speedboat waiting for us to take us 14 miles over the ocean to Venezuela, where we stayed for 8 months until we would figure out if the feds were coming after us or not. For parental kidnapping. As you know, Venezuela doesn't have extradition, so we had to start out there. Then we moved from Venezuela to the border of Brazil, where they gave us political refugee status.
Wow.
Where we lived almost a year, and then legal things clear. My lawyers got some stuff cleared up. We got full custody of our son, which gave him a passport. So we were able to move to Mexico, and that's where we're happily running Never Get Busted and still freeing prisoners and defendants.
I think it's awesome. You guys have done some amazing work, and from what you told us before, Mexico is not the hellhole that a lot of people in the United States make it out to be. Can you give me some more examples of how that is?
Yeah, well, for instance, my source is the Huffington Post and the U.S. Department of Justice. The number of kidnappings per year in Mexico, combined children and adults, is 26,000. The number of kidnappings in the United States per year, children only, is 58,000. I mean, in your country, in the U.S., they're kidnapping 58,000 kids a year. In my country here, which I feel like this is my country now, I love this country. It's the only place I've been able to get along with men. I couldn't get along with men in the United States. They were just bullies and didn't use logic. Now, there are some good men in the U.S., of course, that I still dearly love. I couldn't get along with men in Venezuela. The poverty level there made things very difficult for them. I stayed to myself in Brazil, but I've been here almost a year now and have not had one conflict, and we're very popular in our community. I love these Mexican people. But back to the kidnappings. There's 26,000 a year in Mexico, and that's children and adults together. So it's the crime rate in the U.S. is much higher than Mexico. There's another reason why I'm safer here than anywhere else in the world is because I live in a resort town, and the cartels, who are a government, have already issued an order that if a tourist gets hurt, it's basically the death penalty. So we have the cartels that have issued an order, you don't touch tourists, and what people call the legitimate government here has tourist police driving around to make sure the tourists are taken care of. Because if one tourist gets harmed here overnight, this city suffers millions and millions of dollars, and these families suffer. So I'm safer than I've ever been. I'm being protected by the cartels and the
That's awesome. Barry, I have to say it's great having you on here on Free Talk Live. Always appreciate your time. I know you've got, I'm sure, the family out there that you'd like to spend some time with. So I want to say thanks again for coming on, giving our listeners an update. Folks can follow you by going to nevergetbusted.com. That's where updates are going to be posted until you can hopefully get back in control of the old account on Facebook, which was hijacked by a former employee. So we'll keep our listeners up to date, and do let me know when that new episode of Never Get Busted comes out. We'd love to let our listeners know about that.
I sure will. Peace and love to you, Ian and Mark, and peace and love to your talk
partner. Thanks, Barry. Say hi to Candy. She's awesome.
I will, man. I'll give her the best.
Right on. I bet you will. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. Don't miss it, man. He's got some great stuff over there on that website. And it's just a trove of information and experience. It's always great to have him. Your calls coming up next. You can bring up whatever you want here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on our site. We give them away. Something else we're giving away? A free pound of coffee.
Well, we're not giving it away, but BuzzBox is.
No, we've partnered with BuzzBox.
We have. If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of coffee. Now, this is a subscription you sign up for. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound of coffee, try it, and say, you know, I don't like high-end, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, shade-grown coffee. I'd much rather have the swill that I've been drinking. And that's fine. Cancel. Don't get it anymore. Or you can keep on getting it. Have that coffee problem taken care of with really healthy, really delicious coffee from BuzzBox. But, you know, you can get high-end coffee anywhere. Shade-grown coffee, you can keep an eye out for this stuff. It's a little harder to find shade-grown coffee, but you can certainly do it on the Internet. One thing you really aren't going to find is you're not going to find a company that has the concern for its employees, the people who are part of its coffee co-op, where they help people around the world to, you know, work in an environmentally sustainable fashion to get shade-grown, to grow shade-grown coffee so that other people can so they can sell it and you know, live a better life. Also, we partnered with them to offer 100 microloans through World Vision. That's 100 microloans that Free Talk Live is going to be able to fund if 1,000 listeners like you who drink coffee go through coffee.freetalklive.com and get your coffee there. And I want to change lives. I want to offer people a hand up. That's my intention. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, coming up a little bit later, if we get a chance, Mark is going to tell us that apparently it's not a democracy after all. We'll get into the details. That is, the United States is not here in a moment. Your calls are certainly welcome. We're going to go right to your phone calls first. Big Frank, to start things out here in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn online. Hey, Big Frank.
Yeah, I told the guy that my smartphone was smarter than me, and you know, I think I'm going to have to go back to kindergarten. But anyway, I want to know something right here. Do you think all this drug war right here could be a way to disarm as many people as possible to help the big boys, you know, throw in their dictatorship?
To disarm people to help who? I'm sorry.
Help the, well, I call the big boys, you know, the guys up in government, like that, to say help them disarm as many people as possible so they can throw in their dictatorship.
Well, you know, one thing's for sure. I don't know if that was their intention with the war on drugs, but it certainly is a result that the more people get convicted of felony drug charges, the fewer people are able to carry firearms. That much is true, Big Frank, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're
sound like a guy who called earlier tonight.
He did sound a little bit like him, but I'm going to give him a pass on that one. Anyway, my point being that, yeah, it's definitely true. One of the results, I don't know if this was the intention of the war on drugs, but one of the results of the war on drugs is not only that people who are convicted, and by the way, it's not hard to get a drug felony. Yeah, I remember back in Florida, I don't know if it's still this way down in Florida, I imagine it still is, but if you had more than 20 grams of cannabis, which is less than an ounce, that you would be convicted of a felony, or you'd be at least charged with a felony. Maybe they'd plea you down to something less than that. But you could get a felony charge for having an ounce of pot in Florida. So it's not like it's a hard thing to do to pick up a felony drug charge. If you have a prescription pill, say your a loved one gives you some sort of prescription pill because you're having a tough time and they have an extra one, and here you go. You get caught with that prescription pill, that's a felony charge. So it's easy. And so once you get that felony charge, there go your gun rights.
And, you know, you can
and voting rights in a lot of cases.
I just find it stunning that I'm sure this happens. I know that this happens where, you know, a loved one will say, hey, you're having some pain? Here's an oxycodone or whatever I had, or whatever the prescription drug might be. You want some amoxicillin? I don't know. Well, I can't give legal advice, but I'm certain that if you have a pain situation and a loved one gives you a pain drug, it's a felony.
It is.
And I mean, you know, do we really want to be involved in families this way? Because I think that's reprehensible.
Yeah, it's sick. And then, of course, that also restricts the individual's right to vote in many states, having a felony on your record.
And the other question I really have with this is, who's responsible? I mean, we could say that the politicians did this, but the fact is that we all sit around and accept it. We all, you know, everybody says, you know, most people say, oh, yeah, that shouldn't be a felony, whatever. You know, you can give them a specific instance, some story, you know, and, oh, yeah, that shouldn't be. But the system, the fact is, the cops, the judges, the prosecutors, you and me, we all just sit around and let this system grind our family and
that's
friends.
That's not true. I don't sit around. I go to the state house. I testify. I'll be
you
there
are,
doing the smoke
my friend,
out tomorrow.
You are the 1,000th of a percent that does something. And I'm sorry to say, the vast majority of people listening to me, you know, they may shake their head and wag their finger.
Mark, it's scary to do something.
It's not scary.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they'll target you. Look what they do to me. I mean, they definitely are targeting me for being an activist, and so there's a good
chance. They don't target me, and I'm half the activist you are.
That's true. You do kind of have to be out as much as possible to likely be targeted. Michael is with us in Virginia Beach. Look, if you want to do something, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There really isn't much else you can do if you love freedom. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
There's something else you can do. You can go to church. This is a country that was founded by churches. That's why we have a national legislature called the Congress. It's a takeoff on the word congregation. But listen,
but what does church going to church going to change anything?
Well, it would change things, just like Jesse James said. The reason he robbed banks is because that's where the money is. You gotta go where the power is, where the action is. But listen, let me praise this program, because in contrast to Barry Cooper tonight, a few weeks ago I happened to tune in and hear Karen Strong talking about women's suffrage and how men had were drafted as part of their privilege of voting in this country, but it wasn't so for women. And that's an important thing, because Jesus pointed out to us that hypocrisy and double standard is the very essence of Satanism itself. So we need to get this changed in today's churches so that we can get it changed in the legislature.
What do you want to see changed exactly?
This hypocrisy.
Which one?
Out. Pardon me?
The hypocrisy about how women and men are treated?
Yeah, that kind of double standard, for example. So we now have a republic which is controlled by women who have never been forced to pay the price of being drafted or else forced to go to
jail. So you're saying draft women is what you're saying you want to change?
No, I'm saying take the vote away from the women until we get it back equal.
Hold on, just to clarify, you're saying make it so women can't vote until they're equally able to be drafted?
Until we have compensated men who have been robbed all these decades by these women out here voting in these hypocrites.
Ridiculous.
Talk to your church about it and see if they can solve it.
Thanks, Michael. 855 450 free. You take control on Free Talk Live.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, We can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up anything, the live Saturday edition. Our last caller said that this was a, did he say this was a republic? Well, turns out it's not a democracy. It's not a republic. It's not a democracy. Mark, you've got a story about, what is it? The United States.
Yeah, I've got one here.
We'll talk about that here in a moment, and want to invite you to freetalklive.com to enjoy the website and the archives and everything there for free at freetalklive.com. Something else you can do for free, you can start up with ProXPN, which is a global virtual private network. It encrypts your online data, meaning that your information, the websites you're visiting, the search terms that you're entering, they will no longer be logged by your internet service provider. Now, you still keep your same ISP. It's just that you layer in ProXPN on top, and they encrypt everything that leaves your computer and everything that's coming into your computer, so your ISP can't monitor what you're doing anymore. Many of your ISPs out there are logging what you do for up to 5 years online. So you can stop that tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL. You can go there on Windows, Mac, iPhone, iOS devices, Android, whichever device you're using, there's a version of ProXPN that's going to help you protect your privacy online. Plus, with their premium package, which you can get for, you can get 20% off of that, by the way, with our discount code FTL20. But with their premium package, you get unlimited bandwidth. You can select which server around the world you'd like to connect to. You can privately torrent, get past regional blocks or local, you know, if you're at a workplace or a school or something, get past the blocking system they have there. Just an amazing deal for $5 a month with the discount code. You'll need our code to get that price. And that $5 a month price is the yearly package. So when you buy the yearly package,
with discount code FTL20 to get that 20% off the price for the lifetime of the account. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You want to save even more? Buy with Bitcoin. The annual package at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all.
And ProXPN is fast becoming internationally one of the largest VPNs in the world. And I think that speaks to how they provide customer service. It speaks to their level of being able to serve you as being, you know, providing one of the aspects of privacy online.
Let's go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got Chris on the line in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to you guys, and I love your show, by the way. I really do. Except when you start talking about drug laws, and I want to ask you both a question.
Okay.
Which one of you has had a junkie stick a gun in your face and bang your wallet, your car, or do you know of anybody that's been killed by a junkie who stuck him up?
I haven't been killed, but I have been robbed and beaten by drug users.
Okay. Now, my question is this. What do we do with them? How do you arrest and convict somebody of a crime when you don't treat the underlying issue? My issue is use the laws, arrest them for the drug possession, arrest them for that, but also where we're failing, as far as I'm concerned, what we're failing is treatment. We're not, if they want the treatment while they're in the joint, they get it, but at least they're off the street. These people are,
Treatment, you know as well as I do, treatment generally doesn't work unless the person who is doing the treating wants that treatment. Right.
I agree.
So here's, I have another solution for you. Now, how many people do you think are, you know, where are you calling in from?
Lynchburg.
I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay. How many people in Lynchburg are getting robbed and killed and having guns stuck in their face for cigarettes and alcohol?
That's an invalid point. You can't say that.
No. I mean, the fact is that cigarettes are highly addictive. Alcohol is a big, it's huge as far as mind altering goes. And the fact that they're legal means the price is quite low, so people don't have to go out and rob for the stuff.
That argument's invalid because if you go,
okay.
if you take a trip down to New York City right now, how much is a pack of Marlboros?
A pack of Marlboros is like $10 or $12 because New York City has taxed the hell out of them.
It's $18 a pack in New York City.
Okay.
I just came back. I grew up in New York City, okay? I've watched the prices go through the roof.
You sound genuine.
Do you know what the number one black market item in New York City is right now?
Cigarettes.
Exactly. Why?
Because of the price, dude. You
can't legalize it because the street guys are just going to make it. What they do down here is they open up a cigarette outlet, they rob the place blind, they take it up there, it's cash on the street, $5 a pack.
That's a government problem. You're complaining about a government problem. The problem is that New York City wants to make it so people can't smoke, and so they tax the heck out of it, make it $18 a pack for cigarettes, and then the result is that people commit crimes around cigarettes. No doubt about it. That doesn't make my point invalid. The point is that you can't, the black market can't compete with the white market, but...
Yes, it can. Yes, it can across the board. Well, you think the cartels are going to go anywhere because you legalize dope? No, that's bullcrap.
Hold on just a second. Where did the numbers running gang go when the state started issuing lotto?
I'm sorry, what now?
Have you heard of running numbers? Have you heard of that terminology?
Yeah, they're still running numbers.
They're
still running neighborhood numbers. Take a ride down in the Little Italy on Mulberry Street. They're still running numbers.
That's because they don't trust the government and they don't give as good a return. You know, the fact is, you don't have people getting robbed over cigarettes and alcohol in most places. New York City doesn't count because they have it. So the taxes are so high, and it's because the price is low. If junkies can work for a living to buy their drugs, then they'll do it.
It's absolutely true.
Come on, man.
If you think you're going to make people's life better by, you know, a drug addict, if you're going to make a drug addict's life better by putting them in a prison cell, you're going to be finding yourself very wrong, because usually you put somebody in a prison cell, they lose whatever job they have.
Plus, Chris's plan puts my family in danger. My plan, which makes to drive down prices, doesn't put your family in danger, because the fact is now junkies are robbing good people like me, my wife, who God knows what's going to happen to my kid when these people want to get their drugs. You're driving up prices, man.
Chris, if you think punishment solves the problem, how come it hasn't worked so far?
Because they're not enforcing the laws that they have on the books.
What are you talking about? There are millions of people arrested every year.
This is the most incarcerated country on the planet. What are you talking about? They're not enforcing the laws.
Jails and prisons.
They're not enforcing the laws on the books the way they were written.
So you want to? How many more people do we need to incarcerate? Do we need to triple the world's incarceration rate? Do we need to quadruple it?
We dropped gun crime in Virginia by using the laws that we had. Okay, instead of making more gun laws, and this is an NRA plan. Okay, it was called Project Exile. Look it up. It was an excellent program. Richmond was on the top of the list. Okay, for a long time per capita with murders. Now, granted, a lot of it was drug related. Okay, we weren't losing Nobel Peace Prize winners, but what the NRA did when the liberals wanted to come out and make more gun laws and this and that and the other thing, what they said was, look, since 1956 in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it said that if you're caught with a gun and you're a convicted felon, you go to federal prison for 5 years. End of story. So what they started doing was locking these guys up, no bond.
So basically, you don't think people who are felons should be able to defend their lives and their families?
I'm sorry, what?
So you don't believe people...
Hold on a second. I'm a law-abiding gun owner. I don't do drugs.
You are a liar. Okay. I bet you speed. I bet you've sped in your car before.
I bet you committed a felony this week.
Did I?
The fact is that most Americans commit... there's a book out there called Three Felonies a Day. I'm not even going out on a limb.
My co-host here, Mark, is a felon.
Why shouldn't I be able to protect my family?
He went to prison for something that he made a mistake about as a younger man, and he spent his time in prison. He spent nine years.
And now you're an upstanding pillar of society, right, Mark?
Well, what's that mean? I mean, I have my own business.
You hold a job. You're not committing crimes anymore, right?
Yeah.
You learned your lesson, right?
I commit no more crimes than the average person. I don't know what learn my lesson means. I mean, I don't want to go to prison.
So you think that he should not be able to defend his family. Is that right, Chris?
Convicted felons? Sorry, dude. Game over.
You have no compassion for other human beings. You think that you know what's best for people, and you're willing to put people in a jail cell who've never harmed anybody else.
I know what's best for me. Okay?
Possessing a gun.
I don't do drugs.
You don't do drugs. Have you drank ever?
Yeah, I drink a ton.
You're a liar. You do the hardest drug known to man. Alcohol and heroin are the two hardest drugs known to man, and you are a drug user, Chris.
Drug?
Embrace it, brother. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. I'm amazed that we actually found a drug warrior to call in tonight. They do still exist. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free. We've been generally talking about the war on drugs, the insanity of the war on drugs, and it is perpetrated by people and perpetuated by people like the last caller who just don't know what they're talking about.
Well, he had some truth and some falsehoods in there, right? Like, he understood that raising the price of cigarettes in New York City to he claimed $18 a pack. I wouldn't doubt him, but I don't know. It's not like I'm buying cigarettes in New York City.
It sounds right. I think it's $10 per pack tax in New York City.
Fine, whatever it is. He knows that that drives them into the underground. Now, he didn't prove that people are getting robbed for cigarettes, but when the price gets high enough, I wouldn't doubt it at all. The other thing that he understood was is that longer sentences for violent crimes can result in a decrease of violent crime. That's what we've seen here in the United States is when you actually punish people who commit violent crimes and keep them in prison for the lengths of their sentences or whatever, you'll see a decrease. Now, I don't know if those are directly related. I can't tell you causation correlation, but that's what it seems like to me. Now, what he was assuming was that the possession of a firearm by a convicted felon is also a violent crime, and that's horse hockey. The fact is when a person gets out of prison, they've done their time and their debt's paid. Now, I would say an interim step is here in the United States that anybody who's been free and hasn't been arrested for 5 years should be able to immediately have their automatically and immediately have their right to keep and bear arms restored to them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is just an interim step. The fact is that, you know, logically, if you look at it, the fact is everybody has the right to protect themselves. But, you know, I can see why people are scared about giving felons their gun rights back. But, you know, this is not the way it is. A man can be convicted. I knew a man who had been convicted 27 years prior of a crime, had a gun in his house that for whatever reason his son got in trouble. The cops came through. They found the gun in the house, and he went to prison for it.
Yeah.
Now, he had had that unfortunate melanin problem with his skin, which is probably the reason that this happened, because likely it wouldn't happen.
Now, he was black.
He's black. Likely it wouldn't have happened otherwise because, this is the way things were back in the day. But
they haven't changed that much.
Well, I'll tell you that. You know, the fact is poor people don't get as good a representation.
I agree. Felons should be able to have firearms. If they have indeed paid their debt, as it's called, to society, then shouldn't they be back in society as full members of that society, which includes the right to defend themselves?
Well,
it seems pretty crystal clear to me.
The question I would have for you on that, I mean, the reason I have an interim step is because most people can get it. Okay, if you've been out for 5 years and you haven't committed a crime, then your right to keep and bear arms should be returned to you. People get that one. They don't understand how many thousands of people go to jail every year for, you know, because they don't allow automatic return of right to keep and bear arms.
Well, and they also don't understand how many peaceful people go to prison for felonies. I mean, there are all kinds of people who could be your friends, your neighbors, drug felonies, but not just them, but, you know, you can have a gun or whatever and get felonies in that way. But, drug users are constantly being locked up for felonies, and it's not making people's lives better. The last caller's suggestion was, we just need to enforce the existing laws more.
Well, he wanted people in jail. He wanted to write the right laws, get rid of some bad laws, and write the right laws.
He also said enforce the existing laws more. He said that the current laws were not being enforced properly, that there weren't enough people being arrested for drug use or drug dealing or whatever, and that we need to arrest more. And I'm sorry, putting somebody in a jail cell who has a drug problem. By the way, not everyone who's arrested for drugs has a problem with them. Many of them are recreational users that use them on a responsible basis. And that was something that Barry Cooper was touching on earlier, was the difference between drug use and drug abuse. Well, guess what? If you've got a plant or a pill in your pocket, whether you're an abuser or a user doesn't matter to the police. You're going to get the same felony charge either way. And again, whether you're a user or an abuser of drugs, I don't think you deserve to be sitting any time in a jail cell. Now, should treatment happen? I think those people should be encouraged to get treatment. But as you pointed out, Mark, you can't force somebody into treatment, or it tends to be very, very ineffective. And when you bring somebody who's forced into treatment into a, let's say, a program with people who've actually chosen to be there, it actually detracts from the people who've chosen to be in the treatment.
Right. This is really a big problem with forcing people into treatment is that you ruin the whole treatment program. The fact is that when you put a whole bunch of people who don't want to be there, you create an attitude of, you know, screw this. And then it makes it for the people who want to be there, makes it much more difficult for them to do the program. I encourage anybody who isn't ready to quit, give up drugs, stay the hell out of a treatment center. What you need to do is you need to hit bottom. Please don't bottom by hurting people. Please don't get in cars and drive things. You know, go ahead and run tracks up your arm or whatever it does to take it takes to get you to the bottom.
Usually you'll start hurting people at some point. I mean, I had an ex-girlfriend who hit rock bottom, and she was stealing in that time in her life to get money to buy the drugs.
And she should be responsible for every one of her actions that harms other people.
Right. Well, the stealing happens, and that's a result of the high price of the drugs, which, again, because they're illegal, so on and so forth. So legalizing, decriminalizing drugs is the best, most compassionate way. Because if the war on drugs is predicated on the idea of helping the people who have the drug problem, then what we should be doing as a society is that which provides them the most help. And incarceration, courts, threats, violence, these are not solving the problem. But that's not really what drives a lot of people, I think. I think a lot of people want to eliminate drug users. They believe drug users
are... Well, they want to eliminate drugs. Drugs are bad, so therefore,
They don't want to eliminate their drug. That last caller was an alcohol user, and to him, that's not a drug,
right,
which is ridiculous. Let's go to the phone. Jesse is on the line in Madison, listening to the mic, 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I heard you guys talking earlier about, like, a family member gives you a prescription or something, you know, you can get busted for that. And they have these laws that are tearing families apart in some ways. Just wanted to share my story about something like that happened to me. A couple years ago, my younger brother died of a heroin overdose, unfortunately. Mm. And last time I saw him was on a Friday night. He dropped me off at my house. Not even 12 hours later on Saturday morning, my mom's calling me saying, "Yo, was your brother on something last night? He's unresponsive on the couch." I said, I have no idea. We were just hanging out playing video games, you know. So she hung up with me, called the paramedics straight away, got him to the hospital, had to resuscitate him from being dead. And I'm in an ambulance a couple times on the way to the hospital. So my family's sitting there in the waiting room of the ER. The county drug task force comes in, and they want to talk to me. And I'm in shock, obviously, you know. And they're asking me what we were doing last night and if I knew anything about his habits and this and that. And I normally wouldn't even do this, but I was in such shock, and I felt like anything that might help him, you know, I'll be totally honest with you guys. I told him, you know, we were hanging out, smoking weed a little bit, just doing, you know, innocuous stuff. I had no idea that he was even messing around with heroin or anything. They say, oh, we don't care about that. That's fine. We just want to get these heroin guys off the street. Okay, whatever. Cut to a couple months later, get the same task force guy is knocking on my front door saying that they had done a sting on my house and my alleging that my wife had sold like 3 grams of marijuana or something like that to a neighbor, was wearing a wire. It turned into a whole thing. They charged her with 2 felony counts of distribution. She ended up getting it knocked down to misdemeanors, but the other thing that made me mad about it is she's sitting in court and this DA has the nerve to say, what you do, I think you were doing this for years under the radar. Not true. This is our neighbor, you know. And not only that, but what you're doing is just as bad as selling heroin to people.
Ridiculous.
Insult to injury for me, personally. I mean, I'm trying to help these guys. And they come back with this on us because they came to her to try to intimidate her to slip on someone else because they thought, obviously, that we knew who my brother was getting the heroin from or something along those lines, and we didn't cooperate, so they came back and penalized us for it.
And now, yeah, and this is I have no idea how you felt about police before this, but I imagine you probably trust a little less now. And this is the problem that the war of drugs does, is that it turns law enforcement officers against the community.
Well, yeah, I already didn't like police. Like I said, I normally wouldn't have even done that, but, you know, I'm literally in shock. I just found out that my brother is dying, and I'm trying to help, you know. And not only did they do all that, but now she's on probation, and we live together. We have an 11-month-old daughter. They tell me I can't have any of my firearms in my house because I live with someone who's on probation.
Mm.
And they say, well, you can keep them if your wife leaves. I mean...
Great deal.
I think you could put trigger locks on to check with her...
They weren't let us. The PO said, nope, that's state law. You can't have any firearms in the house in case...
Yeah, they can put all kinds of crazy restrictions on probation. Yeah. Jesse, thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've still got a whole hour to go. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Doesn't have to be drug war related. In fact, coming up, we might be able to talk about whether or not the United States is a democracy. Mark Scott and
a republic.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up. You take control.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.